Hey Swifties, welcome to a brand new episode of Swiftie School, where together we walk Clown Ilya Street covering the latest news and Easter eggs from our fearless leader, Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Reagan Bailey, and it is enchanting to have you here. Now that we're out of the woods, let's get into today's episode.
It's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift. Hello, NFL girly pops and guys. Oh my gosh, the Super Swift Bowl has come to a conclusion, or should I say, the Sunday Super Swift Bowl with the best possible ending ever of all time. I cannot even believe the amount of Swiftivities. Like, this might go down in history as the most Swiftlicious week of all time, because it's been like, I keep thinking of that TikTok that's like, bus, club, another club, bus, club. Like, that has been us all week long, and I seriously cannot get enough of it. Like, my entire social media feed, as I'm sure all of you, is just like continuous stream of Taylor and Travis and Super Bowl and Grammy and everything videos, and I personally love it that way. So anywho, on today's episode, we are obviously recapping the Super Bowl and all that came along with it. I feel like it was exactly how I predicted, and I actually have a really funny story to tell you guys that goes along with like my Super Bowl predictions. And as you guys know, I did host a little Super Bowl soiree, if you will, at my place. And I was so excited because people actually showed up, and I'm always so nervous, even though I have great friends, that nobody's ever going to come, and people did come. So that was great. But anywho, I want to get into a couple of little updates for you per use before we dive into everything that is today's episode. We're going to be talking about her outfit, the guests that came along with Taylor to the Super Bowl, the commercials, the game itself, Travis's outburst, the fourth quarter, the overtime, the post game, the after party, Las Vegas, all of it in one episode. So stick with me while we go through a couple of updates. As you guys know, I was very transparent about the fact that I do not currently monetize this podcast, which is perfectly fine. That was never my intention when creating it. But obviously, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this. So it would be great if I could compensate myself a little bit and give back to you guys in a way that is exciting and fresh and fun. So I recently created my Patreon Swiftie School account. Now, over on Patreon, I have three different tiers, and we're totally playing into the school portion of Swiftie School. So you can join as either a sophomore, junior, or seniors. Shout out to my senior class. That one is rapidly growing. There are tons of senior members, and each tier comes with different benefits. We're talking free downloads, obviously discussion topics for everyone to get to know each other, clown about things on a more personal group chat level, if you will. We've got bonus episodes. I'm doing a membership discount on all of my merch. Seniors get a shout out on Instagram, and juniors and seniors both get a shout out at the end of every episode following whenever they join. So there's so many fun things and Swiftivities that are happening over there, and I would love for you guys to join me. We have over 60 members so far across the sophomore, junior, and senior class, and I'm so beyond grateful for all of your guys' support. It helps me cover the cost of things like my podcast editor, the samples that I get whenever I'm creating merch, graphic designers, all of that jazz, so I can continue making this community as fun and Swifty as possible. Now, in addition to Patreon, I actually added a couple of things, and I haven't even talked about it yet. I added some really cute notebooks to the website. I'm really proud of them. I think they turned out super duper cute. They have like a nice glossy cover, and there's two options. You can choose from like the Swiftie School podcast logo on the front with It's Another Great Day to Be Live, same time as Taylor Swift on the back, or I've got To Live for the Hope of It All, and then on the back, Cancel Plans Just in Case You Call, in a really fun like scrapbook letter font. If you like the crew neck that says It's Another Great Day to Be Live at the same time as Taylor Swift, you will love that notebook. Now, that's it for updates for you guys. If you want more or want to get to know me more, maybe you're new to the podcast, you are just joining, you have no idea who I am or are not familiar with my social media, I highly, highly recommend going to my website, reaganbailey.com/blog. And over there, I've been posting blog posts per your guys' request a lot more recently. I'm trying to do 1 to 2 a week, and I feel like it's a great place to see not only more information about like Taylor Swift and theories and all of that. I've been doing a lot of deep dives over there, but also I've been doing like more personal information on kind of my journey to self-employment, how I got to where I am, the behind the scenes of influencer life, fashion and beauty updates. So I will leave it there in terms of updates. I am so, so excited to just talk with you guys and chit chat about the Super Bowl itself. I feel like the first thing we need to talk about is Taylor's outfit. Now, I feel like there's been a lot of chitter chatter on the internet about Taylor's fashion and sort of the direction that she's been going in the outfits that she's been wearing. And between you and I, you guys know, we know that Taylor is very coded in everything that she does. And what I mean by that is obviously she is continually dropping Easter eggs in everything that she does. But not to discount the fact that everybody has their own personal sense of style. And I think that Taylor is just very much an all-around American girl who has kind of that girl next door vibe. She's not overly flashy. She's not someone who's going to be dripping in diamonds or jewelry for a casual event like a Super Bowl game, or like a football game, I should say. She is going to dress for the occasion, but it's going to be on her own terms. And I have to appreciate that about her. As someone who really preaches like wear things that make you joy, I think she really does stick true to her personal style. And I think that's one of the most or more relatable aspects of Taylor Swift herself, is that through all of this sort of stardom and fame and success that she's had, she does remain true to herself. Now, all that being said, in terms of her fashion and commentary that she's been getting recently, I think people have been hoping or reaching or searching for more. And I think if you've been around or a Swiftie for a long time, you realize that like Taylor has been taking risks recently and exploring a lot more with her style. We see a lot of the same silhouettes on her, such as like A-frame dresses, or I shouldn't even say A-frame really, like straight silhouette dresses on her. Think like the silver one that she wore to Beyonce's Renaissance premiere, or perhaps the green dress that she wore to, what was that, the VMAs or Golden Globes, I mean. Sort of those straight dresses. We also see, obviously, a ton of skirts from her and tights and turtlenecks. Like, she kind of has some core pieces. And I think a lot of us, if we were to reflect on our personal sense of style, there are pieces that we tend to gravitate towards. Mind you, this woman is also extremely tall, so I'm sure she struggles in that department as well. What I have to appreciate is it does seem like, even though she has access and has literally the world at her fingertips, I feel like she tones it down, which I appreciate. And I think with her look at the Super Bowl, what I'll say is she has one of those positions where if she goes overboard and does something that's out of the box and over the top and fun and expressive, people are going to say, well, she's, you know, trying to make it all about her. She's the center of attention. She's this, that. And if she wears something very understated, perhaps like her red sweater that she wore at like the second to last game before the Super Bowl, where she had her natural hair, a very like quote unquote casual or lazier look, people are like, oh, she looks homely and she's, you know, not trying, or is she tired, or whatever it might be. So I feel like the outfit that she chose for the Super Bowl was a really safe option. And I have to appreciate that and respect that this woman is literally hustling around the literal globe to be in like five places at once. And I think it was a very appropriate and cute outfit. Now, in terms of her jeans, Aria is the brand of the jeans. And I am a massive fan of the brand Aria. It's a really interesting brand. If you are into like hyper feminine fashion, I think it's a great intersection of like hyper feminine fashion, but approachable. Like, they do a lot of really unique pieces with really fun quirks or twists to them, such as her straight leg black jeans with slits that have like diamonds all around it. Really fun pieces. And although the prices are definitely that of a designer or luxury brand, I will caution you, if you are interested in shopping the Aria's items, to check therealreal.com is a great place to look. That's not sponsored at all. It's genuinely a store that I actually shop at. They do resale of luxury items, and you can actually find a ton of stuff from Aria there. And I think the reasoning for that, just a little backstory information, is probably because they are a lot of like statement or, you know, bold pieces. People probably only wear them once or twice and then end up wanting to get something new because they don't want to be seen wearing it a lot. So maybe that's why it ends up at a lot of those sort of consignment places. But fun little backstory for you nonetheless on Taylor's outfit and my thoughts there. Now, I feel like I haven't seen many people touch on the people that were in the suite with Taylor. We obviously know Blake Lively, to no surprise, which, by the way, speaking of outfits, that red jumpsuit, or well, I guess it wasn't a jumpsuit, it was more of a sweatsuit moment, was absolutely iconic. And honestly, I would have loved to see Taylor in that outfit. I feel like Blake's jewelry, her hair, everything was serving to like the nth degree. And I absolutely was hands down obsessed with Blake Lively's look. Now, I feel like it was really, really out of left field that Ice Spice was there. And I have to give you guys sort of my like two cents and my thoughts about Ice Spice. I am utterly perplexed by this relationship. Now, I feel like just based off of what I can see and find and discover on Ice Spice through her music and her lyrics and her music videos and her personal taste and sense of style and things that she associates with, I am befuddled, to say the least, as to how these two human beings have synergy. Not to say that opposites don't attract, that musicians or creative people don't mesh, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that I am very confused by that friendship and the fact that they're close enough that Taylor would invite her to the Super Bowl. unless Ice Spice asked and Taylor was like, yeah, sure. I just find it so weird. You can do your own research and go watch Ice Spice's music videos, but Matt was showing me some of them because he was like, I don't think you understand like how strange this is. And I guess I had never really seen, like I'd heard her music and I love the song that Ice Spice did with Nicki Minaj on the Barbie movie. So like, I like that song, but I guess I never like really listened to a lot of her discography or watched her music videos. And I think the one word I'll give you is speechless. As a modest girly herself, I was shook to the core. I'll leave it at that. I think Jason Kelsey is a sight to be seen. He needs a reality TV show. We need to know more about this man. We need a Netflix documentary. I actually don't even think we need a Netflix documentary on Jason Kelsey. I think we need like a Netflix reality TV show on Jason Kelsey. Like I absolutely am so here for like the realness and the goofiness of the Kelsey family. And even like Donna, I feel like she's so interesting how she kind of plays this like cool cat vibe where she's like, yeah, mom of two boys, NFL mom. You know, whatever, let me wear my cute little split jackets with both teams. But I'm actually like, no, we need to know more about you, Donna. Like, I am so intrigued by like, how did she raise these boys? Is their dad the goofy one and she's the more serious parent? How did they become so confident? So, I don't know, everything. I have so many questions there and that's a tangent in itself. But pivoting from the guests in the suite and everything, Taylor, to the Super Bowl itself, and I want to touch on the commercials. As someone who I would consider myself works in marketing, I am very confused. I think that commercials, we need to have like a reset button for the marketing industry as a whole. I just don't understand how there are so many intelligent people with so many marketing dollars that they can't seem to figure out how to get a message across properly or in a way that is of any of the slightest interest to the viewers. I do think Poppy, the drink, had a decent commercial. I think it was fine, but I feel like normally Super Bowl commercials, like you walk away and there's one that everybody's talking about. And I don't feel like I had one of those. Like we were all kind of watching them yesterday thinking like, meh, these are fine. Like I could do without this. I think in the beginning, what I enjoyed, it was like right before the game started and right during like the first quarter, which I'm assuming they thought maybe viewership would have been heavy then. I'm not sure. They were all like female targeted or female centric commercials. And I was assuming that that was maybe targeted towards like the Swifties. And I did really appreciate Dove, the like body wash brand. They did like something about like little girls embracing their bodies. And I really did appreciate that commercial. So I think that one and maybe Poppy were like the most interesting or quote unquote memorable for me. Obviously, there was the Disney Plus commercial, which I'll be completely honest, like you guys were blowing me up about the Disney Plus commercial. I think I was in the kitchen when that one came on. I did obviously see it on Instagram after the fact. And my gut feeling about the Disney commercial is similar to like how Spotify swindled us and all of that. I feel like Disney Plus and Taylor were just kind of using, they knew we were watching and they knew they could get our attention and they knew it would be shared a million times and viewed a million times, especially if they like reposted it on social media. I just think that they were trying to get our attention and further drive home and tell people that Eras Tour film was going to be on Disney Plus. The only other alternative, which I feel 100% confident about, is that obviously Rep Stadium Tour will probably be uploaded to Disney Plus at some point. I think they'll probably let Eras Tour film have its moment and then Reputation Stadium Tour will get uploaded. I don't know. It'll either be like separated by like 6 months or on the same day. Like they'll end up just dropping it on. That would be very like, there will be no explanation. There will just be Reputation if they just put both of them on 3/15 on Disney Plus. But I don't know. I'm like unsure about that. I just feel like my heart of hearts is telling me that that was more of a marketing ploy than it was actually like a real Easter egg or anything like that. But I'm curious. Send me a message, shoot me an email, whatever it is, if you feel very different about that. But it seemed like from a lot of the messages you guys were sending in that you were kind of just thinking it was sort of like a nod at them releasing it. I don't know. Maybe I'm like not reading into it enough. Now let's talk about the actual meat and potatoes, which is the game itself. I have to say, obviously, I was very excited for this moment. And I think there was like a lot of buildup because I decorated for it. We've been watching all of the games up till then. And I say watching like very loosely. I've like had the games on, but I wasn't like intently paying attention to the games until the Super Bowl. I was actually really into the game. Like, I feel like I finally was kind of catching on to like what was happening and the players and penalties and like things going on throughout the game. Obviously, it was like a pretty slow start to the game, but my funny story that I mentioned in the beginning that I'll tell you guys before I get into like my thoughts on the game is that I was watching TikTok videos, and call me woo-woo, whatever you want to say. I love like watching tarot card readers and like psychics or mediums, and I always take it with a grain of salt. I just think it's fun to see what they say and then to like see if it comes true. So I had seen like repeated videos over and over again of tarot card readers and mediums who all said like the game will be pretty slow. It'll be drawn out. A lot of people will think like the game's over and that the 49ers are going to win. And then the fourth quarter will be where things really heat up and it'll perhaps go into overtime or come down to the wire and the Chiefs will pull through and it'll be this like crazy big win. And so when all of my friends had arrived and the game was starting, I was like, you guys, I have to tell you about what I saw this tarot card reader said on TikTok. I think it's going to happen. Like I totally believe in it, blah, blah, blah. And throughout the whole game, like when the 49ers were up, everybody's like, yeah, you're crazy. Like, there's no way this is going in overtime. Like, Super Bowl rarely goes in overtime, blah, 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 blah. And then it actually literally followed exactly what these tarot card readers had said. So maybe it was coincidence, maybe not, but I believe that it was true. And now I am like a full believer with a grain of salt. Anywho, the game itself, my funniest observation being like an outsider, like fly on the wall of this whole NFL community is that I think we need commentators like Swifties who commentate the game because these commentators crack me up. Like if you really listen to what they're saying, because they're spitballing a lot of it, I feel like they just say the same like observations over and over again. Like, let me give you an example. They're like, we've got the team in red who's making their way down the field. Now all they have to do to win this game is just put that ball into the end zone. If the end zone is there, they're going to put the ball there and they're wearing red today and the sky is blue and we're here and we're feeling good. How do you feel about the game? And then the same guy will be like, well, we're in our red. We're feeling good. If they make that ball to the end zone, all will be clear today. How do you feel? And it's like the same five sentences over and over again. And I don't know if that's because like they're waiting for things to get said in their earpiece or like their prompter's not working, but I just find like NFL commentary in general to be absolutely comical. And I feel like if people were like actually comedians and commentated, it would be 10 times funnier. Not that they're trying to be funny in the first place, but you catch my drift. Now, the moment everybody is talking about, very opinionated on this topic. I don't feel very opinionated. The internet as a whole is feeling very opinionated. And I have some thoughts that I will follow this up with. The Travis outburst. I'm going to be for real with you guys. I feel like I have attended enough sporting events in my life. Maybe not NFL games, but like I was really big into the NBA growing up. We've been to a million baseball games. Like my dad's really big into sports. So I'm like very familiar with like the masculinity that comes along with sports and with testosterone flying high, emotions, whatever. I do not think that Travis's outburst was like this giant red flag that everyone is painting. Was it aggressive and unnecessary? Absolutely. Do I think that like this is some sign of like who he is on the inside? No. Like, I don't think that we can define people by their worst moments. Like, sure, you should take note of them. And if it's something that you notice as like a repeated pattern, then that would be something you could take action on. But like, I really truly think the internet is the dark side of the internet, the non-Swifty side, and some Swifties are like just kind of waiting for the ball to drop. Either you're like maybe not fully on board with Travis or you're just unsure, whatever it might be. Not our business in the first place. But I think this was just sports. It was a heated moment. The coach, Andy Reid, cleared it up. Whether you believe it or not, that's fine. But if they're both good with each other, they're both good with each other. And it's honestly on Taylor to like figure out if this is the best person for her. And if she's on board with it, then like, I think support her or not. That's my thoughts. I think we have a bigger issue at large with the internet and people feeling very opinionated and entitled to comment on so much these days. And like, of course, there's a fine line of like free speech and all of that, but having opinions, everybody's welcome and entitled to an opinion. But I just think it's gotten a little out of control, like the bandwagon mentality of people just wanting to have something to gossip about when there's really not a ton of substance. Not to say that shoving anybody is appropriate or treating, you know, your boss or anybody like that and yelling in their face is allowed. But in this specific instance and job, that relationship is a lot different than what we're typically used to for like employee boss. And I don't know. Obviously, he had mentioned him and Travis have the longest standing relationship out of any player on the team. They're obviously very comfortable with each other and emotions were going high. And I think that is that. I don't want to read too much further into it. She obviously seems very happy. They had a great night celebrating. He had a huge momentous moment. Momentous? Is that a word? He had a huge moment in his career and I'm happy for him and I'm happy for her. And that is my thoughts on like the Travis outbreak. We will circle back if it continues to be an issue and we can readdress then. Now, the end of the game was like the sweatiest of armpits, nail biting, everybody screaming, lots of like, what's happening? What do you mean? Because what I got really confused with, and I'm sure a lot of you feel the same, is like, I didn't realize that overtime has like special rules. So I feel like just as I was like catching on to what was happening, Matt and like all the guys in the room were like, yeah, no, that's not how this works anymore. And I was like, wait, what? I'm so confused. I didn't understand if like in overtime, if anybody scored, the game was over. Like, and they were like, well, yes, but they have to get a touchdown. And I was like, well, someone just got points. So like, is the game not over? And I didn't realize you had to just go through the full 15 minutes. Like, I didn't understand. It was a learning experience for all of us, but it was so actually so fun. Like, I'm so glad the fourth quarter in overtime is like what really brought all the energy to the game. Cause I just feel like it totally transcended into like the after party vibes and all the footage that we saw from the rest of the night. I think it was probably such a surreal moment for Taylor. Like, I think about that moment for her and how earlier this year she's like sad at her piano on tour with her fans, singing about like maybe she'll find love someday or somebody to treat her right. And I saw something, I saved it on my Instagram. Let me see if I can find it for you guys, where it was saying the last time Taylor was in Allegiant Stadium, she sang, quote, I'm gonna find somebody someday who might actually treat me well. And now the next time that she stepped foot in the stadium, she's at the Super Bowl kissing her lover. Like, I just love serendipitous moments like that. And if you are like a hopeless romantic like me, even though I'm in a relationship and fine and happy, I just live for moments like that. I think it's actually very like serendipitous and meant to be and fate. And if you believe in that, that's great. But anyways, that's my two cents on kind of like the post game moment. And I just love what I'll leave you with on my thoughts on Travis before we move on is I just love how he seems, you guys know I stand for this through and through, like he really does embody being unapologetically yourself. And you see that through him, you see that through his brother. And I absolutely love that. We are craving more of that as a society. I think with like trend culture, thanks to social media, so many of us like get caught up in being like everybody else, dressing like everybody else, buying the same things. Like, look at Stanley Cups. Like, yes, I own 4 Stanley Cups. And yes, I like them. But there are other cups that I love. But should I not show them because it's not cool? Like, you know what I mean? I think it's exciting that there's a role model out there for men like Travis and Jason Kelce that are willing and able to show their emotions. I think that's really cool. And I love that for her and I love that for them. And I think this is just really exciting and fun to see unravel. And I'm proud to be a part of it. I feel like you guys probably feel the same. So that is that. That is a wrap on the Super Bowl, Swift Bowl, whatever you want to call it, 2024. I'm actually curious. Let me look it up while I'm talking to you guys. When does NFL season start again? Okay, so we actually have like a pretty significant break. So it looks like the new season for the NFL will start on September 5th, 2024. Maybe we could do some sort of like draft party or something fun over on Patreon, or perhaps we could get together and do like an in-person event for like the screening of like the first Chiefs game, assuming they're still together. Like, something really fun. I'll brainstorm on that. Obviously, it's like a ways away, but that would be really fun. I'll think about that. Let me know if you guys have any ideas or suggestions or requests when it comes to the start of NFL season. I will be in London in August for the Eras Tour show on August 17th. And I'm looking into doing a meetup for anybody who's attending the London shows around that time or will be in the city or already resides there. I have like a surprisingly large amount of UK friends who tuned into the podcast and my social media. So send me a message if you are like a store owner or restaurant owner or anything in the London area and would be interested in hosting any sort of like meetup of sorts. I was running the Eras Tour in August. Anywho, you guys know I like to end every episode with our Swiftie submissions. And if you're new to the podcast or just joining, you can find the link to the Swiftie submissions in the description of Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen, the description of the episode. I have it linked there. I have it linked on my Instagram, both Reagan Bailey and Swiftie School Podcast. You can find it on my website, reaganbailey.com. Many ways to find it. And if you still can't find it, or you're just lazy and you want to email me instead, swiftieschoolpod@gmail.com. Now, the first one is from Berkeley. Oh, hello, Berkeley. Berkeley says, this is an Easter egg / theory. If you flip the TTPD logo upside down, it spells kale. And kale, C-A-I-L, in Irish means reputation. I think we will get Rep TV in Dublin, Ireland. Berkeley, I have not seen anybody talk about this. I've seen a lot of people who have said like they can see the numbers 112 in the TTPD logo. Like, I've seen a lot of theories about the TTPD logo, but I have yet to see this one. And I love this call out. I think that's really interesting. And it gets my wheels spinning for sure. Like, I don't think or foresee there being any sort of ties between Reputation TV and TTBD. That's like a fun tongue twister. Reputation TV or TTBD. But let me know if you guys have any thoughts or if that sparks anything for you, because I think that was a really good find. Second Swifty submission today is from Tess. And Tess says, this cracked me up, I want to know why you say walk down Amelia Street at the start of your episodes. Tess, I don't know. I need to listen back. Like, maybe I'm not pronunciating enough during the intro. It's pre-recorded and I use the same one every time. But I say Clownelia Street, like Cornelia Street, but I twisted it to say Clownelia Street, like a clown. Hopefully you guys understood that. Maybe everybody's been thinking this and I just knew, I knew what I was saying, so I didn't realize it sounded weird. But I'm saying Clownelia Street, as in Cornelia and clown had a baby. I figured I should clarify that in case anybody else is like, what's Amelia Street? The last Swifty submission for today is from Lily R. And Lily R. says, when I was watching the Super Bowl, there was a Disney Plus commercial. And at one part, it said something like, quote, the snakes are coming. And at the end of the commercial, after it did the Disney Plus logo and went black, it said, ready for it. Like what? Lily, you and I both, well, obviously, I didn't see the commercial in real time, but I have since seen it. And like I said, I touched on this earlier. I think it was sneaky. I think it was to get us talking. And I don't think it was anything further than, like I said before, the Reputation Stadium Tour coming to Disney Plus. Now, before we end today's episode, I want to pivot and talk about our shout outs. And like I mentioned earlier in the episode, all Patreon members who are juniors or seniors, which is the $5 tier or the $10 tier, which both come with their own membership benefits, which you could see over on patreon.com/swiftyschool, get a shout out. So I am so excited. We have so many new members and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. So these are specifically new members of our junior and senior class. So without further ado, welcome to Courtney, Juliet, Rebecca, Madison, Kaiser. I hope I'm saying your name right. Kaiser, it's with a Q. I'm hoping it's Kaiser. Maya, Amethyst, Lucy, Sydney, Julia, Lexi, Meg, Ari, Jessica, Brittany number one, Brittany number two, Drea, Melanie, Rachel, and Tiffany. Thank you all so very much for becoming members of our 2024 Swifty School Patreon class. I am so excited that all of you are here, and hopefully following this episode, we will have some more people to shout out next week. Now, I've gotten on a better cadence of uploading episodes, and I am pretty much 99% sure I will continue uploading every Wednesday for you guys. And if you are joining Patreon and subscribing to get the new bonus episode that I will be doing once per month, that'll be launching on the 15th. So around the middle of the month, it's a really exciting time if you are both a Patreon member and listener of the podcast, because you're going to get an episode on that Wednesday and a second one that week, wherever the 15th ends up falling. So that's a wrap, you guys. That's a wrap on the NFL season, our first NFL season together. I hope there are many more NFL seasons to come with our boy Trav, Taylor, Swelsey. We love them. It's so much fun. It's a love story. Baby, just say yes. I am so glad you're here. Thank you for listening. Make sure to share, rate, review, and leave me a comment, send me a message, whatever it is. Let's chat. Let's get to know each other. I am so grateful. Thank you so much. My name's Reagan. This was Swifty School Podcast. And as always, it's another great day to be live at the same time as Taylor Swift. Bye. Today's episode. I know all too well how busy life can be, and I am so grateful that you chose to stay. Now just know this is me trying, and I would greatly appreciate if you took a minute to leave a review or maybe share this episode with a fellow Swifty. Make sure you join my broadcast channel on Instagram for more Swiftivities. And long story short, this love is real and I'm beyond grateful for your support. See you next time.